And as we continue with Community Ties on this Wednesday, again, we're joined by our special guest this morning, Lauren Henry, Executive Director, Wayne Healthcare Foundation. And we talked a little bit about the foundation itself, and we'll have a recap of that in a moment, as well as some of what was in place and how the hospital started first year, first decade especially. But I know you also want to talk about some other things, including opportunity that people have to take advantage of a special price for vascular screenings. And that's something that's very important, isn't it?
Yes, February is Heart Month, and at Wayne Healthcare, we call it our Pump Month. Heart disease is still a number one cause of death in our community. And right now, we year-round have our vascular screenings at a discounted rate of $25. That screen is $50 typically, but we at the foundation have been very fortunate to partner with our Heart and Health 5K in memory of Bob Mankey. And we've done that since the fall of 2016 and have been able to then pay for half of that cost. So the screening for the patient is only $25 year-round, and it's a three-part ultrasound. But we also have discounted rates just for the month of February for our EKGs and for our laboratory, our lipid panels. So I encourage everyone to call and to come in and get screened. Our schedulers, if you are interested in scheduling an appointment, the phone number is 937-547-5715. And you can always call in and ask any other questions about other screenings and things that we might be offering year-round as well. So there's different things that we highlight each month. But again, Pump Month is our biggie this month for February, and so we're really pushing the different heart screens that we can do and keep you healthy.
Absolutely. Even if you are healthy or you feel healthy.
That's right.
Still, $25, get one of these screenings. I plan to get one of these Wayne Healthcare vascular screenings as well, the lipid panels. And those are things that have been suggested to me by doctors, people I trust, that I should get on a fairly regular basis, just to keep an eye on cholesterol, right, blood sugar levels, things like that in the heart, because you don't know. Many of the things you were telling me before the show started, that with some of these vascular screenings, they really work because you catch some things that the patients might not have been aware of. And it's not always a serious thing where you're rushing them into, open heart surgery or something like that. That's not necessarily right. The case. But maybe the screenings pick up something that should be treated with medication before it possibly gets worse, right?
Absolutely. We've had an average since we started doing this and really pushing it of 1 in 3 tests coming back with some type of follow-up needed. And again, it's just a great way to know what your baseline is and to kind of know if there's any changes, just to keep track, because prevention and understanding what's going on with your body always will help us to know how to treat it as well.
Absolutely. So what else, before we wrap up, would you like to talk about this morning, Lauren?
Wanted to talk about our scholarship program real quick this morning. That's through the foundation. We offer a scholarship program. It's twofold. We offer it to graduating high school seniors in our community, and then also to those continuing their education and looking to go into careers of medical or human health sciences. It's pretty broad. The application is online on our website. It's electronic, and you can fill it out and submit it that way. It's pretty easy. So waynehealthcare.org, and you go to the foundation page, and the scholarship application is there. Last year, we were fortunate, and we gave out 18 $1,000 scholarships. And just over the last 7 years, we've given out over $100,000 in scholarships. We're really pleased to be able to do that for our local community. We've seen a lot of success with those that we've supported. We've seen some come back and work for us, and then others that go on and do other things and are doing amazing work in the medical fields all over the place. So we're really pleased to be able to help our future grow in that way.
That is outstanding. So, well, thank you for that information. And anything else real quick?
I was just going to add a tidbit that I thought was kind of funny.
Sure.
Of how things have maybe changed a little bit from the hospital. We talked about what they might have envisioned looking out 50 years or 100 years. In that first decade, they did add on an expansion. After about 8 years in 1930, and they added on the hospital, and they had a little connecting corridor. They added two stories on, and they had quite a few rooms that they used. But one of the things in one of the newspaper articles of how they advertised it was humorous and shows how much things have changed as we're talking about preventative screenings and wellness and taking good care of yourself. The selling point in that article in 1930 said, "Everything for the comfort of the patient will be found in the new unit, including bed lights, special night lights, thermos water jugs, cigar lighters, and ashtrays." So that kind of tickled me because definitely, we don't have a few of those things anymore 100 years later. But the thermos water jugs, we still do have for all of our patients. And it was just kind of fun to see over the years how it's evolved and changed and how we've learned more about health and how we can take, just great care of our community and ever evolve. So it's been fun. The costs for the first year were interesting, too. We found those in the original bylaws. $4.67 a day. Or if you're staying for the week, it was $21 to $28 for the week. So that's changed a lot as well.
That was probably a lot more expensive back then.
It probably was. Now, if you had inflation, might be about similar. I don't know. But it's been fun. And we're excited to celebrate all year long. I know we're going to do some different things for our staff, trying to do some things to get out for the community as well, and just some fun information. We're going to have a little display at the Garst Museum that opens up in March and is going to be there. It's just a temporary display till about September, and so we're real thrilled to partner with them on that, and I encourage everybody to go see that as well. There'll be some fun things there about the hospital.
Great. So in closing, could you remind us of the website and phone number to call, again, for maybe the vascular screen or just information about something people might want to know about?
Sure. You can get all of our information and all of the phone numbers on the website, www.waynehealthcare.org. And if you do specifically want to call in with scheduling or some questions about some of our screenings, it's 937-547-5715. Okay. We're thrilled to be on here, Joel. We're glad to be part of Tiger Country, and thank you for featuring us for our centennial celebration.
Well, we're thrilled as well. It's been nice meeting you. Lauren Henry, Executive Director, Wayne Healthcare Foundation, and I look forward to having more guests on 1 month from now on March 9th. Again, it's the second Wednesday of every month. We will be having representatives from Wayne Healthcare talk about different services and aspects of the hospital and healthcare, and so we appreciate you coming in. This is a lot of fun to celebrate 100 years. Pretty big deal.
Thank you.